This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I've never started out by saying this, but this whole show is going to be Dawes.
What's that?
What does Dawes mean?
There we go.
That's Dawes.
Sorry, Marika. Sorry, Marty. No YouTube ad revenue, which I did historically think was negligible, and Marika said it's not. So it's at least a couple $100 an episode, and that's down the drain because I just used copyrighted music. We've got Joel Dunoff returning to the show, arguably for too often, your guest. Ali Khan, always a joy, and we've got Dane Cardiel on the show for the first time in a year. Here's the thing. Dane being upstate makes me forget that he's an option, right? And then somebody tweeted at Dane and said, "When are you going to be on the HeadGum Podcast?" And Dane expressed enthusiasm for being here. And I always want people who, you know, it's not pulling teeth to get them on the show. So we've got Dane on the show. This episode comes out tomorrow. So yeah. What's that?
Oh, I said hell yeah. Affirmative. Yes.
Love that.
Almost a live show.
What's that?
Almost a live show.
Maybe this show should be one of those podcasts where it's like, oh, guests don't talk until I introduce you.
You introduced us.
But you did introduce us.
Really? Ali, what's too much money to spend on a necklace?
I guess it's all relative based on your bank account.
Okay, percentage wise. So let's say you make $70,000 a year. How much of that should be? What's that?
I said, okay.
How much do you make?
I can't ask.
You can't tell me. I feel like, and Dane, you can speak to this, is like employee solidarity. Like, let's fucking talk about this stuff because I got a raise 2 years almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And it was because of Dane. Because Dane sat me down. He said, look, this is what you could be making because producers at iHeartRadio make this much. You can use that stat. I should bleep all this out, huh? Because you told me also not to tell anybody that you told me that.
No. We can talk about this. Again, employer solidarity. I think it's good to talk about these things. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think you actually negotiated below what I recommended.
I did because I couldn't go from what I was making to what you said I should make because that's like an over 200% increase.
But now you're a CBS showcase. You got a lot of things going for you.
They barely
paid
us anything, and I had to work for 4 months straight.
But it looks good.
It looks great. It looks great. Joel, you make what, $110,000?
Jeff, also, your raise was before inflation. You have to think about that, too. Like, I'm ruining your money, bud.
Oh, so you're encouraging me to ask for another raise? I just feel like I'm on thin ice.
Every year it should be at least like 3% to 5%, but with inflation, you're probably, you know, justified in asking for a 10% raise at least.
Maybe next year. I feel like you have to ask around the end of the year.
Yeah, for most people it's every year, and for you it's every 3.5 years.
Yeah. What's that times 1.03? It's not worth it. That's $1 an hour. It's not worth it.
To answer your question, I personally wouldn't spend more than $100 on a necklace.
It's a lot.
That's crazy. Well, and that's the easiest necklace around.
I think I spent $80 on a bracelet once.
Do you love
it? For yourself or as a gift?
For myself. It was an Eliu thing, like one of those Harry Styles Johns. And I'm using the word John because we got Joel in the house.
I'll thumbs up it.
Thumbs up it, yeah. We've got a lot to get to. But I want to take our time with it. I want to, you know, ease into it. I want there to be a texture to this episode. Dane came into the Zoom. He said, what did you say? You're in high spirits today. Nothing could break your spirit.
Yeah, I feel great.
Let's put it to the test.
Week.
Yeah. Let's see if we can break Dane on this episode. What are you guys' like, not New Year's resolutions, but intentions for the new year? Like in a word or maybe more?
Well, the tweet that I sent out was just about like how good this year feels in the conversations that I'm having. Like people are like really, you know, work stuff is important, but you know, we're not just work. What's like personal well-being, friends and family, side projects. I feel like there's a lot of good energy toward like that balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree. I think it has a good energy. Your intention is to find that work-life balance and foster your hobbies then?
No, I have a pretty good work-life balance. I feel like I can like operate at like 70% in my role, which is like...
Which actually is difficult to do, I think, for a lot of people. Like a lot of people that I know are like, I'm fucking exhausted by my job. And I'm like, yeah, but I also hear you talking about it like and thinking about it all the time. Like 10 p.m., you've been off work for 4 hours. Like...
I responded to your Slack message for this thing at 1 o'clock in the morning, my time.
That's true. I was a little drunk because it's kind of been a fun week for me. But Joel, what are your intentions? Is it mostly sexual, or is it you know, more about work, or is it more about play?
Obviously, there's a lot of sexual stuff to get to in the next 11 and a half months. This week's been a little crazy, obviously, starting the year off right sexually, but I'm figure out what to pack for my Argentina trip. My apartment's
yes, you're going to Argentina for a month.
Tomorrow night, so a lot going on. Obviously, was happy to make the time for this, but there's, you know, a lot of packing, a lot of purchasing, a lot of setting up, all that sort of stuff.
Any dates before Argentina?
The next 48 hours, no. But, I mean, hey, we're hosting a party, so who knows what could happen.
Who's we? Your roommates?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you have a going away party. I did hear that. And I was like, how long is he going to be gone for? Because I was like, if you're gone for, like, 10 days or less, like, you're an asshole for doing
that. Yeah, it's a weekend. It's a weekend trip.
You asshole. No, it's for a month, right?
It's for a month, but then also it's my roommate's birthday, and then also our
even more of an asshole to encroach on their birthday. it's birthday, and now suddenly party. Joel's going away, John.
I mean, to be clear, it's Joel's going away, John, and also Simone's birthday that weekend.
Wow. Okay, all right.
And then our debatable third roommate, meaning the person who's subletting my room, or debatable fourth roommate. My friend Anisha, who's subletting our room, is dropping a new song tomorrow too. So release party, perhaps.
You gotta have whiter friends.
Go on.
I'm just saying, like, you gotta have like where are the Shawns?
Damn.
That would have made Amir laugh. That would have made Amir laugh. I think everyone here is a little too socially informed, myself included, which is why I'm going to cut that out. Allie, intentions for the new year. What do you got?
My New Year's resolutions are always really small and achievable. And like last year, it was to actually start washing my face every night before I went to bed. I was pretty lax.
Mm-hmm.
This year, my goal is to finally nail down. It's all skincare related. I want to finally have a regimen.
Can I pick
you?
Joel, shut the fuck up for a second. Can I pitch?
No, mine's Joel? Important, actually. All right. Allie, I screenshotted your Instagram story of your New Year's resolutions.
Illegal.
Because I wanted to go back to it because I liked it.
My ins and outs? Okay, that's really nice.
Your ins and outs were really good.
Thank you.
They were very good.
Thank you. I thought about it yesterday because I did leave the house after a really long time. And I thought, that was one of my things. That was my only goal. Just leave the house once a day. That's fine. Especially I'm also, it's very hard to get me to go anywhere. I'm not I'm not an easy hang.
That's really rude to yourself, I think. I think you're a joyful hang. You mean easy to nail down?
I'm not easy to nail down.
Okay.
I'm not like, yeah.
Wow.
I'd like to think I'm an easy conversationalist, but I'm not. It's not easy to get me to leave the house, and I'm trying to be better about that. Maybe that's another one, along with my regimen.
CeraVe, right?
Yeah.
Cleanse the bish. Moisturizer, easy. Mm-hmm. Little under eye cream if you're like me with a little bit of bags. Top it all off with a vitamin C serum. That's all you need. That is all you need.
You're missing a critical piece here.
Joy?
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Yeah, you're supposed to do that. I don't know. I'm brown.
Hot take. I kind of like eye bags. I think they're cool.
Thank you, Pete Davidson. Thank you, Machine Gun Kelly. Now I can take the sunglasses off.
Yeah, if you look tired, I'll probably think you're more attractive.
First time all year
you've taken the sunglasses off, right, Jeff?
Because I've been crying. Because I've been depressed as shit, right?
Aw, well, it's only helping the overall cause, your attractiveness.
Yeah. We have to move on. I think it'd be fun to actually dive into those ins and outs, because, Allie, they were very good. And I know that not everyone who watches this show follows you on Instagram. So I think we should dive into that after the ad break. But let's keep it going with everybody's... I don't know. We're in this limbo limbond where it feels like we all know it's going to be Aaron Taylor Johnson. So I don't want to be an idiot and not say him. I also learned something about him today, which is that when he was 18 years old, he started dating a 42-year-old. So
yes.
I don't know. I think that that's not cool. Maybe that's like one of those age gaps. That's like maybe he was groomed a little bit because also that was his boss on this film. Because I saw on Twitter that like there's these rumors that he and Joey King had an affair, which I think are not true. But everybody's just kind of like, cheating's bad unless you're dating someone 20 years your senior. That's my bond of the week is Aaron Taylor Johnson, but maybe a single Aaron Taylor Johnson. Maybe once he's Bond, he'll kind of regain that childhood whimsy that he lost when he started dating Sam. Joel? Sorry.
I'm going to go with Reeve Carney.
Who?
I love Reeve Carney.
I was being made fun of by Marika and others for not knowing who the actors of any of the Spider-Mans were. And then...
Who the hell is this?
I was like, oh, well, I really liked Reeve Carney when I saw that in seventh grade. And Marika's like, oh, you haven't seen the Spider-Man movie, but you saw the Broadway show in seventh grade.
Was like, he was also one of the leads in Hadestown.
Yeah, sorry.
I do not know this face.
And you know what? When I saw House of Gucci in theater, he made a brief cameo, and there was one person sitting behind me who gasped and then went, oh, is that Reeve Carney? And I was like, I have one other person in this movie theater that I could talk about this with.
That's very funny. He's hot.
Dane?
I would go with any member of Boy Genius.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. David Crosby. I tweeted this earlier. I don't think it was funny enough to keep up, so I deleted it instantly. But David Crosby, he died the way he lived, trying to divert attention away from Phoebe Bridgers. Because the Boy Genius cover came out tonight. Or today. I am a huge Crosby, Stills, and Nash fan. Honestly, a huge solo fan of his solo music. I think he's a bad person, but R.I.P.
He died today.
He died today, for real. Shout out Phoebe. And I think she'd be a
great
bond.
With Lucy. I'd probably land on Lucy more so than the others.
That's a good move. I think Phoebe's great. I love her music, but I think she's a little oversaturated. And I think a Lucy Dacus Bond. Nobody's fucking seeing that coming. What's the other person's name? Julian Baker?
Yeah.
She's too sad. She's too sad to be Bond.
Too many tattoos.
Yeah.
You know, the in post issues of that.
Yeah. But again, she could be the gadgets person.
There you go.
Maybe they're all Bond. Actually, they're sisters. Or lovers.
Yeah. Allie, who's your Bond of the week? or my whatever.
Bottle of the week is inspired by the calendar behind me, which is for Herbie Fully Loaded. I saw on TikTok that it calendars from 2006, the dates match up with 2023. So I went on eBay. So my bond of the week is Lindsay Lohan.
That's damn. That's like maybe the best bond of the week in history.
Your New Year's resolution is to live 2023 as if it's 2026 or 2006.
Yeah, I'm buying all low rise pants again. Watch out, world.
It's not a bad move. I think that that's a really interesting way to back your way into having a Bond pick. I always get Herbie Fully Loaded confused with like a blackout drunk Herbie Hancock.
I don't know who Herbie Hancock is. Do you guys?
Wired asks, does dry January really make people healthier? Abstaining from alcohol can have immediate benefits, but lasting gains is where you make lasting change.
You know, I actually have
Fuck you guys!
I have a thought about this, which is over Christmas break, I was hanging out with my two friends at his parents' house, and one of his favorite things to do when he's at his parents' house, maybe you're a little high, whatever, is turn on Fox News, take advantage of having cable.
Joel, I haven't heard anything you've said because you really just have learned to power through the bullshit on the show, and it's impressive. It's impressive to be. What did you actually just say? Sorry.
So just know that me and a few of my friends were a little high. We're watching Fox News, mostly for the ads because they're just incredible. If no one's ever seen the late night Fox News ads. Turns out there was this like show on, I want to say it was called Gutfeld, and we're like 2 minutes into watching it, and I'm like, this is essentially the HeadGum podcast.
No.
This guy, he shows like a screen, and he's like, you know, 30% of adults report that they spend more time than they really need to in the bathroom just to avoid their family. Thoughts? The only difference is the follow-on jokes from the other people present are far more off color.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're like, you would too if you lived with my wife, blah, blah, whatever.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's just comedy.
Yeah. But anyway, I was like, hey, this is like kind of similar. And I know you've struggled explaining it to people. So you could be like, hey, it's kind of like the Fox
Gutfeld.
News show Gutfeld. Yeah.
What does Gutfeld mean? Is that somebody's name?
I think he's like some former wrestler guy.
Weird. Per Vulture, 25 years later, no one knows who spiked the Titanic chowder with PCP. I didn't even know that was a thing.
This I can speak on.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Please.
It was you.
No.
Guilty. I did a thing.
That would be so funny if that's how they came out with it. Did a thing.
Yeah.
I think it was rumors are pointing to a disgruntled crew member who hated James Cameron. But the most important piece of that story that's really important to include is that the old woman, old Rose, who drops the necklace at the end, not involved, had a different lunch that day.
How do you know that fact?
Because I've read every article about this incident.
Okay.
It was obviously my first question. Like, what about this lady?
Yeah.
I don't want her to trip and not realize it more than anybody else.
In a submarine? Were they underwater or above water?
No. Okay, so it happened their last day of filming in Nova Scotia. And
there's like no underwater scenes, but
there was a crew, well, I rumor say disgruntled crew member who just like poured a ton of PCP into the shared crew lunch, which was chowder.
Disgusting.
Ugh. It's disgusting. So everybody ate their chowder and then tripped balls the rest of the day. And it was like an intense spectrum of reactions. Like some people were vomiting off the side of the fake ship. There was like a conga line going through. Like some people were weeping. Some people were like, I think making out. Like it was just a crazy drug addled like fest aboard the Titanic, which by the way, for shooting, they only could make half of the boat because it's so expensive. So it's really just half the ship.
I mean, you can die from having too much PCP, right?
Probably.
That's fucked up.
No, it was that prank couldn't happen now.
What are you saying? You couldn't make The Office nowadays, and you couldn't spike chowder with PCP anymore.
No, I think it's now officially uncouth, but back then you could get away with much more.
Until about a third of the way through that, I thought we were talking about this got spiked on the actual Titanic.
Me too, at first. But then I remembered the story that I read like 3 weeks ago.
Why didn't the people at Jonestown or in Jonestown drink Jones, the soda? They could have spiked anything, is my point. Or like a malt. You know, it's your last meal. It's your last drink. You don't want to have like a milkshake.
Have you ever worked at a concession stand?
I worked at a cafe.
Making malts is really time intensive for that big of a village. Gotta stick to powder.
I mean, they're about to die. Like, they have literally all the time in the world.
That cult leader's not taking the time to, like, whip up multiple blenders to satisfy everybody with a malt. It's just not practical, Jeff.
Oh, shit!
Nobody's ever talked to me like that before. You've humbled me this day.
During when I first moved to LA and I was very unemployed and had so much time on my hands, I knew it was really time to like figure it out when I went to the Museum of Death on a Monday morning. And that's why I went to Jonestown. I was like, don't open up this place, Allie. Don't.
Are you feeling better now?
Yeah, no, I've since gotten a job and I'm doing better. But yeah.
Did you get there before the hours opened?
Oh, yeah. I was
like waiting outside.
Sorry, my computer's lagging, and so that should have happened 3 seconds earlier. Zoom is fine.
I was door outside waiting for them to unlock so I could go learn.
Incredible.
According to Grub Street, Gen Z is housing en masse martinis, hither then thither, left and right. What is your guys' cocktail of choice? Let's start with Joel.
I like a classic whiskey sour, whiskey ginger. Something that makes people think you know what you're doing.
That's cool.
I go with a mezcal old fashioned, and
that's a cool drink.
Everyone loves when I say it. It's just like, it is the drink.
It is cool. I feel like that's also blending your environs, right? Because you're from San Diego, kind of a mezcal, or at least Southern California, because I haven't lived in San Diego, but it's like a very mezcal town, LA, at least. So I assume that extends to Southern California. And then I feel like New York City for sure, but also upstate, it's kind of more of an old-fashioned territory. Mm-hmm. You've blended the two. I would say Dane Cardiel is a mezcal old-fashioned. To take a quick break.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
And we're back. You know, when you're hosting the show, you kind of have to be like, what's a good cut point, right? What's an edit point? What's the funniest thing that's been said for 10 minutes? And that's the best thing to, like, go to the break on. You know what I mean?
Do we get to hear Allie's drink, though? let's cut the ad right before Allie gets a chance.
Yeah. What is your drink of choice, Con?
Similarly to Joel, I like a whiskey ginger ale. I dated a guy once in college who introduced me to that drink, and it's the one thing I took from that brief relationship. So yeah. Now, like, I genuinely like it, but then when I have it, I'm like, ugh, memories.
A Harvard study found that deep relationships, quote unquote, are the key to a longer life. How do you guys develop and then foster and nurture deep relationships? Let's start with Joel.
You know, it takes doing the work. You gotta show up. It takes consistency. Consistency is key. You gotta reach out to people. You know, you can't always be waiting for people to reach out to you. You gotta text them, hey, what are you up to this week? Let's make dinner together. You're texting.
Are you asking that?
Sorry. Yeah, that was rude. Continue.
I got nothing else. You gotta not, you gotta pay attention to people when they're talking. That helps.
Something that's in for me this year is a pop-in.
Ooh.
But you need to have the deep relationship, I think, for the pop-in to work. So, like, the quantity of pop-ins I can do in 2023 will correlate to the deep relationships that I have. Like, just going to someone's house and saying hey and hanging out for an hour or two, that is frightening, I think, to 99% of Americans today.
Yeah.
And we gotta do more pop-ins.
I like that, actually, because one of the best afternoons that I had last fall was my friend Sarah was like, hey, my washer dryer is broken. Can I come over and do laundry at your place? She comes over. My other friend was going to come over anyways, and we were going to get lunch. And then we were just like, because of Sarah's pop-in, we just all got lunch, and it was great.
That's
that
up. I said, that's really nice.
Yeah. It is earnestly nice.
Yeah. I agree with both of you guys. I think it's love is a verb. It's about active intent. And I'm a big fan of small acts of service coupled with, like, you know, a heart to heart. Then I know we're really good friends. And I'm an oversharer, and it's easy for me to just say things about myself very fast and the hope that, you know, maybe we'll see what sticks. But when I have someone else reciprocate that and meet me trying to go, then I feel like we are in a shared place of understanding and intent.
Mm. Absolutely. I'm the same way of, like, I kind of lost interest in surface level friendships, and some people just can't give you that, which is fine. But, you know, setting your own boundaries, I'm like, I can't be friends with you in the way that you think we're friends. I can be like, I know that person. We're not friends because we don't participate in a shared vulnerability, right? I don't know anything about you, Jack.
I don't like friend breakups, though. I think that's super cringe. Like sitting down with a friend and saying, we can no longer be friends. I've never done that in my life.
Me either. Maybe.
I've seen that as like a trend. Like you just like part ways, but this whole like, oh, I thought this was a deep relationship. It wasn't reciprocated. So I need to tell you, you're no longer a person in my life.
Move on, sweetie. Joel, are you listening?
That was you telling me to move on.
Here we go. I can't share my screen right now because I'm afraid my laptop's going to freak out, but here's the audio.
It's the unsinking of the Titanic. Time to coincide with the movie's 25th anniversary. The film's director is trying to finally slam the door on that age-old question about the door.
Jack!
Did Rose hog it when Jack could have fit? Room on that door for a family of four, argue critics, adding pooches to prove the point. But now Nat Geo presents a scientific reenactment.
Jack!
Using stunt doubles plastered with sensors floundering in cold water, this is the teaser, they consulted an expert on hypothermia. Within 8 minutes, Jack would have been unconscious in that position. And by the way, director James Cameron told reporters, it's technically not a door. It's a piece of paneling from the first class lounge. Yeah, well, whatever it was, it's been put to the test before.
I think Jack's death was needless.
Mythbusters determined that if only they'd tied Rose's life jacket underneath the wood, the additional buoyancy could have supported them both. But director Cameron was unmoved.
He has to die.
The dude's going down.
Cameron compares it to Romeo and Juliet.
In the famous line, you say, I'll never let you go, Jack.
I'll never let go. I promise.
But you do.
I lie.
This is one movie controversy that just won't sink. Colbert and Kate Winslet.
Come on, darling, there's room for two!
Have already That's done funny. Their own reenactment, and no lifeboats were needed.
Why
All
is this
hands
so long?
On desk.
Yes!
Genie Motes, CNN, New York.
Comments? I don't know.
I would have never thought to tie the life jacket underneath the wood.
Too many steps.
Yeah, that's a weird thing for Mythbusters to be like, they should have just done this thing everyone would have thought of. I wouldn't have thought of that.
No, I'm not taking off my life jacket. That seems to be step one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I guess this is more of a Titanic, sorry.
No, he was going to die. And what is she supposed to do? He's dead. Keep his body there and hang out, swim over to the captain with him to go get the whistle. That was never going to happen.
I really can't agree more with Allie right now.
It's kind
of. I bet her life was better too after the fact. Honestly. Like, that was a fling. That was a moment. That was a summer camp rendezvous. She had much better relationship. Yeah, who cares about Jack?
Holy
I guess
shit.
This dateline, I don't know where that came from, but
that was Jeannie Moose, my favorite CNN reporter. Or at least top three.
That's really sweet of you to rank them.
Constantly, yeah. That was it for news of the day. The rest was just waxing. So I was wondering, maybe we could talk about your ins and outs, Allie. Do you wanna read them out and then we can discuss? Because they were earnestly very good. Everybody did them this year, which I did not like. Yours were good, and I mean that truly. Like yours were the only ones that I was like, oh, this is funny. Oh, that's actually poignant. I agree with that. That's cool. You seemed like an arbiter, at least of taste, but if not a lot of different other things.
Let me try to find it if anyone else wants to go.
I mean, hey, maybe I got this screenshot on deck.
Yeah. You haven't pulled it up already? Oh my gosh. Come on, guys.
I actually have it.
Okay.
Number one, in for 2023. Expanded flower budget.
Important.
I agree. I think you got it. What's that?
I was gonna ask, like, what's your routine though? Is it like, you know, a Sunday, you know, before the farmer's market? Is it a random Tuesday?
I love a Sunday flower at the farmer's market, but also anytime I'm at the grocery store, when I throw something in my cart, it always makes me feel better after. And then I feel like I'm living in my house is now a home. And by house, I mean apartment.
I like to imagine Allie walking through a Gelson's, AirPods in, just like, it's time to make your house your home. Pick up the phone and then, yeah, you grab a bouquet of peonies.
Number two, dinner parties.
The pacing of this episode is crazy.
Like, yeah, this is... somehow I'm the host now, I guess.
I have a thought on this. I'll jump in. Personal chef dinner parties.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is like a good power move, I think, where it's like not that much more expensive. You know, like,
than getting takeout. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be expensive, but like, no. It's an experience that I think would be as expensive as a nice restaurant, right?
Yeah. Dane, I feel like you live the life that I want to live when I'm your age.
I haven't done a dinner party yet like that, but.
Oh. Well,
I've been to one. It was lovely.
Well, you live where I want to live when I'm in my 30s, I guess is my point.
Well, I might be renting my house by then, so that could work.
That could work out. What's your address?
I almost gave it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I found it if we want it.
Joel has had it.
Didn't believe me?
What?
You didn't believe that these were actually on your list after I said them?
No, I believed them. I was like, when I remember doing flowers as the first one, and when you said it, I went, aw, in my head.
Aw.
Yeah.
What's next? What's the second one?
Second one was dinner parties. I'm just going to choose the other ones that I like.
Yeah, what do you like?
Aperitivos. That was one of them.
Important.
Yeah.
Imported. We're talking Italian Amari, for the road / ages. Well, maybe not for the road, because it is alcohol.
You've also already done the large sunglasses one.
Yeah, I'm over tiny sunglasses. I don't look good in them.
Yeah, these are too wide for my face. Continue.
I liked niche movie nights because I had a niche watch party last year because I realized I'd never seen Les Mis. The movie, and I was like, when the hell am I ever going to take the time to do this? It's like a 4-hour thing.
Yeah.
And the only way I would do it is if I like created an event around it. So I invited a bunch of people to my house to watch Les Mis, and I only served a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Great. Yes. It was really fun.
That's very funny. I like when people do shit like that. My friends just did like a Heather's table read for no reason.
Yeah.
And I had a panic attack, so I didn't end up going.
Oh, no.
But... that's that cool stuff. I don't know why I said it like that.
That's the cool shit.
Yeah. That's awesome. Joel, what else you got? What else does Allie have? We should say.
Search for a signature scent.
Do you guys have a signature scent? Allie, have you found it yet?
No, I'm always looking though. I keep trying things and I have a lot of, I have to figure out like a budget situation because perfume's very
It's so expensive.
And I'm very scared to take a risk.
Expanded the flower budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least perfume lasts. Flowers are fleeting. I'm not arguing for perfume over flowers. I just think you can justify the price a little bit more. Here's what I'll also say. Layer, right? Because everybody wears, you know, certain things and, you know, everybody smells the same. You got a layer. So it's like, that smells good. And like this one thing I've smelled before, but there's that extra little sauce, right? It's that Salt Bae thing, which Dane and I understand because people come up to us on the street. They say, are you Salt Bay? We say, how dare you? Absolutely not. And that's why Dan lived upstate, because he got it too much on the streets of Brooklyn.
You gotta get away from all the attention.
Citrus herbal musk for me.
By everybody's native. Trudging through the humidity of me today.
No, not
I'm so all. Impressed. No, I definitely at all. And it's impressive. Citrus herbal musk?
Yes. It's great. It smells good. But I need a scent too. But that's probably 2024 for me, to be honest.
I would love to be, maybe that's my new goal, my resolution for this year is I want to be someone where you walk by and someone goes, you smell really good.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, that's like one of the hottest things that anyone can do if you have cash.
It's true. Yeah, I'm going to buy pheromones.
Yeah. Dunoff?
No one's ever said that to me.
Are you okay?
Me neither.
I'm not so into the... I've never had a signature scent. I like always buy deodorant and wear it 75% of the days. And that's that.
I did have that phase of like in high school where if I use cologne, that's going to increase my chances with women. It was a traumatic experience. Probably why I don't go back to cologne or anything like that, because it's just skeevy.
There was a really powerful and beautiful time in 2007 when I feel like all of the boys in my grade smelled like Hollister and Abercrombie stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I fell prey to the Hollister thing, but
yes.
It doesn't work when you're like a 13-year-old. Chubby kid, like it just doesn't work. You're not Fitch, let alone Abercrombie.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me, you're not that guy.
Let's keep it going, Joel. Let's talk about some of the outs.
I actually didn't screenshot the outs. The outs were out for me.
We could come up.
Nice. Let's. That must be what it feels like for you guys on this show. Like hearing Joel say that, I was like, why am I in this Zoom? That must be how you guys feel every time I say anything, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting playing host.
Is the HeadGum podcast out in 2023 or?
Can it be out in 2024, please? Can we just get one more year?
I mean, it was a question
That's
for
how
you.
They have a renewal conversation with you.
It's in for me. I really... Wait, what's that? Yeah. Holy shit. I have a ton of ideas for this year. So for me, it's in. I mean, I cleared up things in my schedule. I want to do a West Coast tour if possible. At the very least, I want to do a show. And then I also want to... I don't even want to talk about my ideas for it. I was talking to Anya, Casey, Katie, and Marika about this last week.
Yes.
But I have an idea for like a mini thing, which I also don't even, I'm going to cut this out because otherwise people are going to be like, yeah, I haven't done it yet. I'm like, I'm fucking going to. It's just what I have in mind requires a little bit of money and I don't have a lot of it right now. And the network's not going to give it to me. Is that all we want to wax about? Is that all you liked about her ins and outs? Because that wasn't very many, Joel. And you said you loved it so much so that you screenshotted it.
Yeah, I really like the nightlights in the bathrooms one.
I did that. I got one. And it looks like a candle. And it's light sensitive. So it only turns on when it's dark. And it's like a little flickering flame. It's
that's
awesome.
It's too, because you also have candelabras on here.
Oh, yeah. I'm really big into Phantom of the Opera decor.
Opera core.
Opera Corps, yeah.
Phantom Corps. Phantom of the Opera Corps.
Yeah.
I love that arc for you. I'd love to see. So this is what your room looks like now. This is what you look like now. We'll check in on December. It's January 19th. We'll check in on November 19th. How about that? Okay. I'm setting an actual reminder right now. Check in with Allie about Phantom of the Opera Corps. Part of what I'm hoping for is that I don't know what the fuck that means by November.
You know,
tucked in shirts for men, I think, is Phantom of the Opera Corps. Like, I feel like a lot of them had tucked in shirts.
That's true.
Make that November 19th check-in a pop-in.
Ooh. Ooh.
What's your address, Ellie?
You can call me Daddy. Oh,
God. Got it! What a good callback, Joel. And we are at that moment where it is the 45-minute mark. What do you guys have to plug? Where do you want to point the people to? The floor is y'all's. Let's go, Dane, Allie, Joel. Hit us with it.
Twitter, Dane Cardiel. Find me there. I have like an announcement to make in like a month. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Are you leaving HeadGum?
No.
Yes. Okay, cool.
You can follow me at AllieCon on all social media, but really I'm getting into Letterboxd and I'm loving it, so I don't care about anything else. I just care about that.
Everyone, come to my party tomorrow. Wish Simone a happy birthday. Wish Anisha a happy drop day. Wish me, most importantly, a happy and that's all I got.
At Jeff Boyardi on Twitter, at Jeffrey James on Instagram. This whole thing was Dawes, folks. We're back in our stride. This is a great episode.
2023. Love. That was a HeadGum Original.